Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief. Well, if I forget to tell you, I sure do love y'all. Y'all know that? Yeah. All right. Y'all aren't the prettiest crowd, but still. I do. It's not about never messing up. It's about never giving up. See, that's the difference. Everybody's going to mess up. Everybody's going to mess up. Some people front off like they don't mess up and act holy and act churchy. You know how I mean. We've all been, well, maybe you haven't. I'll give you a prophecy of an experience you may have in church soon. But we all been in church. There's one brother that's fronting off so bad but can't be bothered to pay attention to the actual service. Somebody makes an announcement about the ladies are going to have a ladies meeting on Wednesday, and he yells, "Hallelujah!" And then realizes he just hallelujahed the ladies meeting. And you know, there's always somebody trying to front off like they're straight and pretend like they don't ever make mistakes. But the people who get somewhere in life are the ones that don't give up. It's not the ones that don't mess up. We all mess up. And when we mess up, we get disappointed in ourselves, don't we? We look down on ourselves. And then for some reason, I don't know if you're like this, when I get disappointed in myself, I put that on God right away. God's disappointed in me. He don't like me. He don't want to have anything to do with it. That's not written on a page of the Bible, but I make it up to be true. And no one can talk me out of that. Hey, you know, God's heart ain't towards me. I messed up this and that. God didn't have anybody else to deal with down here but screw-ups. That's it. That's all he has down here to deal with. If there was some really straight people, like actual straight people in the world, then sure, I mean, maybe he would just want to hang out with them. But he didn't make any of those. He made screw-ups like you and I. So I think I put a lot of negativity on God. He's not trying to put towards me. But I'm going to ask you a question. I know what you're saying. You say, well, yeah, but I've made a lot of mistakes. I told myself I'm going to never do this, and I did it. And I said I wouldn't do that. I did this. I was going to stop this, and I did it again. But let me ask you a question. How many things in your life have you aimed for and you really missed? Okay? I'm going to talk about myself for a second now. I had a past, you know, well, we always say that too, right? I got a past like presently I'm perfectly straight, you know. I have a much worse past than my present, which still ain't that great, if I can put it that way. But I got a past, and in the past, I felt like I had a gift for screwing things up. I had a creativity, you understand? I had a mind for it. I could weave a plan. And I had boldness to carry it out. Nothing could stop me from my little criminal things I wanted to do. In fact, I would dare to say most of the people in this room, if you aim to do something, you get that thing done. You really do. It may not be something you're supposed to be successful at, but let's deal with that later. Let's just for now recognize this might be one of the most successful rooms in the world of people hitting what they're aiming for. But we say, well, no, there were times I tried to be straight and I didn't achieve that. But I think we need to take a look at that, right? We were talking earlier about dieting, going on a diet, right? Now, if you ask somebody on a diet, do you want to lose weight? They say, yes. If you ask the same person on the diet, do you want to be on a diet? They say, no, I don't want to be on a diet. I just want to lose the weight. I don't want to be on a diet. If you don't want to be on a diet, in a minute, you're going to not be on the diet. See, because you're successful at what you want to do. You don't want to be on a diet. In a minute, you're not going to be on that diet. You achieve jumping off that diet. You follow what I'm saying? You're hitting what you're aiming for every single time. But we kind of fool ourselves, don't we, that, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to woo-woo-woo, when our intention is otherwise. See, that willpower thing is really just a word for, I don't want to do it. Okay. Right? You say, I'm going to start working out. Well, how are you going to do that when you never did it before? willpower. I'm just going to work out. And you say, do you want to work out? Do you enjoy it? No, I hate it. Well, I don't think you're going to do it. That's how this works. Because if you don't want to do it, then that's it. You go to, you know. So this is the, we have to be honest. Don't we have to be with ourselves here at long last? I hear what I am aiming for every single time. It's just sometimes I'm lying about what it is I'm aiming for. Because we build it up to, hey, you know, this has got to be about willpower. And the world helps us with that, doesn't it? You know, if you go down to that gym, there's some guy in much better shape than you that has genetics that you will never have. And he says, you know, if you work out, you can be just like me. You just have to keep going and never quit, you know. You look at that and say, dude, I have to grow another foot to be built like you in the first place. My shoulders have to grow out another 6 inches. That willpower doesn't fix that, dude. Is it going to make my hair grow back? And what else can willpower do in this universe that you're talking about? Because that's not how the world works. You jump off that cliff and flap your arms as fast as you want and believe in your heart that you can fly. But you can't. You can't fly. You cannot do that. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? Willpower don't count for nothing. It will not. Every plan that I have ever had for I am going to have a New Year's resolution involved willpower. They've all failed. I have concluded willpower is the problem. So I don't have plans on changing my life that involve me having willpower. Fixed. That's a fixed problem. I have to go on something else. Here's one thing I tried that finally worked was if I figured at some point, and I feel embarrassed to admit to you how long I went before I figured this out. I figured if I want to be successful, maybe talk to someone who is successful. There's a radical idea I had one day. Actually talk to someone who's successful and say, how did you do this thing? And what I've found by talking to some people who are successful about how to be successful is they started telling me, you do it like this, you do it like that, you don't do this, do this instead, this is a waste of time, this is the right, and they give you a strategy, they give you a way to work that out, give you a lot of shortcuts. I don't know about you, I love a shortcut. You give me a way to not do it the long, hard way, I'm all about that. That's fantastic. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking to get. When I'm here at the bridge, I want you, don't tell me the long, hard way. I want the quick, easy, no nonsense. My life's already hard. If you say, well, here's the long, hard way of achieving success is just grit your teeth and have lots of intensity. You know, that doesn't do anything for me. I need, and you know, this is the thing. If God wants me to fly off that cliff, if I jump, if God wants me to fly, I'll fly. If God doesn't want me to fly, I'm not going to fly. See, the difference is God. That's the difference. I had to figure out if I'm going to achieve something, if I'm going to do something, it's like I need to be a plant where I go down, my roots go down, and I am rooted in God, right? So that I, you know, like a plant has its roots down there, and it draws the nutrients out of the soil, and it draws the water, and it draws everything it needs out of that thing that it's planted in. I gotta plant my life in God. And that means no more guilt games. If I didn't do it right, now I can't go to church because church is only for super holy people, blah, blah, woo, 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 and then, you know, all that nonsense. I can't play any of those guilt games. I can't pretend that I have to be perfect or God wouldn't want, none of that works. I say I'm rooted in God. Even if I make mistakes or whatever, I have to figure out a way to put those roots deeper and to draw more from God instead of trying to play those games. I have to count on problems. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, you know, there's a man who decided he was going to build a house and try and, you know, one guy, he built his house on the sand right by the beach with a good view and everybody, lots of people, always parties and women in bikinis and everything. He thought that was great. Another guy built his house on the rock, way back in the middle of nobody, just quiet where he's at, nothing's going on. Well, a storm comes and that house built on the sand gets wiped out. It's got no foundation. And Jesus told that story. He said, I want you to be like that house that's built on the rock. I want you to put your roots down deep in me because troubles are going to come. You know, when I was in Houston, we get storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you wouldn't believe. And there would be houses blown away and a tree standing right next to it. You follow what I'm saying? Them trees' roots go down deep, and that's a solid tree. That's the way I want for you to be. We're changed by being rooted in God and dwelling with God. Here's what the Bible says about that. Let's skip that and go to the next verse. Colossians 2, 6 through 8. You received Christ Jesus as Lord, so keep on living in him. Have your roots in him. Build yourselves up in him. Grow strong in what you believe, just as you are taught. Be more thankful than ever before. It's implied is a Make sure no one captures you. They will try to capture you by using false reasoning that has no meaning. I believe I can fly. No, you cannot. And you have other issues. You need to go to church. Don't encourage me. Don't encourage me. Their ideas depend on human teachings. They also depend on the basic things that people in this world believe. They don't depend on Christ. Amen? Amen. We love you. God bless you.